you know, go all out, trying to be liked, likable. We don't have to lose sleep over it if, you know, there are a few people, a lot of people who decide that they don't like us for whatever the reason. That's just part of life. How many of you have noticed that? We can be intensely loved by some and intensely hated by others. And very often, it really just has to do with what's going on in the heart and the mind of the person who's loving, hating, liking, disliking, you name it. Of course, there are people who conduct themselves in such a way that they're just hard to be liked. Even if we love them, care about them, want the best for them, we may not enjoy being around them because of the way they conduct themselves. Okay, that's part of life too. That is part of reality. Yep, more real talk about the real world, real talk about real relationships. Some people just conduct themselves in such a way that they are not likable. And there's not much they're going to do about it because of who they are. Some people really would do something about it if they knew what to do. This is for you. We were talking about, particularly when you've known someone for a while and you want to ask a favor. So again, this is a situation that's different from, you know, you're just meeting someone just to be meeting. You know, there may be a situation where you're meeting someone for the first time and it is understood and okay with both of you that you are meeting for the purpose of asking a favor. But for the most part, they're looking now at asking that favor of someone who you've known for a while. But I would say, see how this can work regardless of whether you're just meeting with the person for the first time or you've known them for a while. Either way, see how these tips can help in either of those scenarios. You're just meeting the person for the first time, you've known the person for a while. And when I say for a while, maybe for 3 or 4 months, maybe for 3 or 4 years, maybe 12 years. Research suggests that it's harder for people to say no to you if you have done something for them recently. How about that? Now, that said, and of course, what does that have to do with? That has to do with reciprocity. Oh, wow. So-and-so has done something for me. I need to do something for so-and-so. Sarah helped me with that project that I was working on. Now Sarah's coming to me asking for help. I need to help her. Reciprocity. How do you feel about that, though? Do you feel like you're still being used if the person says, well, you know, I did help you when you were in need, and now I'm coming to you for help? Hopefully, the relationship is good enough, strong enough, beautiful enough that part of the conversation won't even come up. Hopefully, you just want to help each other when you're able to. How about this? By getting people to do small favors for you, the psychologists say you trick their brain into liking you. They reason like this. Well, I guess I must like this person if I did them that favor, or else, why would I have done it? If they've already given you $2, they're more likely to give you $5 when you ask for it. So be careful with that. The psychologists call that the foot in the door technique. And I would say be careful with that because, again, it shouldn't be about using people. In reality, no matter how nicely you put it, it shouldn't be about using people. But also, it shouldn't come across as though you're using people when that's not what you're trying to do. Here's one that can be very, very big, very simple, but very big. It's called social mimicry. M-I-M-I-C-R-Y. M-I-M-I from mime. M-I-M-I-C-R-Y. Mimicry. Where basically, You do what they do. Mimicry occurs automatically and often without the awareness of either party. Mimicking another person, not in a ugly kind of way, a biting kind of way, a sarcastic kind of way, not like that. But it helps to establish, when it's done right, it helps to establish rapport with them and it encourages feelings of liking and empathy. Let me show you just one easy way that that's done. And it can be so powerful. You're talking with someone and they're expressing something to you. And they say, well, you know what? Man, I was so mad when that guy came up to me talking about I owed him $5 more. And you could say, man, I bet you were angry. You could say, I bet you were upset. And you're basically conveying the same thing, but it's so much powerful if you use the same adjective that he used. Man, I know you were mad. Yeah, since he said he was mad, you say he was mad. Use the same word. It can go a long way towards building that connection. It's simple. It is so simple, but it's powerful. It's almost as though you're complimenting the person by using the same wholesome words that they use. How about this? Smiling and using their name. Smile often, but not in an ugly way. How about this one? Last one. When you're negotiating, ask someone for something in excess of what you really want, and that can make them feel as though they force you to concede ground when they finally give you what you do want. Now, that's one of the things that the psychologists are suggesting. Now, here's my recommendation. Know what you want. Know what you need, and come up with a reasonable offer, even though it may be more than you want, simply because you're expecting the person to counteroffer less than you've offered. So unfortunate that we humans do things that way. You know, it would be so much better if we could just be about the business. Of just being straight with each other. I mean straight with each other. Both parties being straight. Each of us do our research, do our homework, find out what the business that we want to buy, the business we want to sell is worth, what the house is worth, what the car is worth, whatever it is that's going to be purchased, sold. The true value of it. And we just say, hey, you know what? Okay, how much do you want for it? It is worth this much, so I'd like to sell it for that amount. Another person says, well, you know, I've done my homework, and I know you're right. It is worth what you say it's worth. I'm willing to give you that amount. I know that sounds crazy, but you know why that sounds crazy? Because we humans have been complicating things that could be so simple for so long. Through greed, pride, arrogance, you name it. We have complicated things for so long that the simple does sound crazy. We have gotten used to that, which really is crazy. And that's the way we often do things that make no sense. All right, real talk, right? Okay, I want you to be sure to think about what you can do to make your negotiations fair. Make them a win-win. Try to come up with negotiations that are designed to benefit everyone involved. I know that sounds crazy too, but there are people who engage in those kinds of negotiations. Ones where everyone wins, everyone benefits, everyone is satisfied with the outcome. More of us would negotiate that way, with that mindset. What a great way that would be of letting some of life's best moments come through each one of us with a lasting impact. Till next time.